Welcome to Lou Marks The Spot, brought to you by yours truly, Lou Marks, bringing sanity and common sense back to America. Today we're going to talk about Democrats define hypocrisy. Okay, let's get right to it. The Democrats lie, cheat, deflect, and steal. And when they get caught or confronted, what do? They simply lie, cheat, deflect, and steal some more. This is the rank hypocrisy of the Democrats. This is sociopathic behavior. My uncle, one of the smartest people I have ever known, always said, believe nothing of what you hear and even only half of what you see, which has the same meaning as Einstein's quote. The important thing is not to stop questioning. Always question. And the Democrats and liberals have proved him and Einstein right again and again and again. The Democrats have taken hypocrisy to all new levels of depravity and undermine not only themselves, but our Republican form of government and our democracy. And they are not alone, running a very close second. The press, the so-called fourth estate, the supposed guarantor of truth and governmental accountability, gleefully facilitates the hypocrisy at the expense of truth and any form whatsoever of integrity. Here are some facts I listed in evidence against the Democratic Party in recent years. In 2015, the Democratic National Committee purchased the corrupt Daniel Steele dossier that began the false narrative that Trump was a Russian agent. Ex-FBI Director James Comey, a Democrat, lied when he said that he assumed that FBI procedures were followed to approve the FISA court's submittal against Carter Page. 17 errors were found in this FISA submittal. He also went on to destroy General Flynn, then joked and laughed about it on national television with a giggling host and a bunch of moronic TV audience members. He has now made millions writing books and on speaking engagements. Speaker Nancy Pelosi said that impeachment must be a bipartisan effort as it can tear the country in two. Several weeks later, she has the House to vote to begin impeachment against President Trump, and the result is totally partisan. No Republicans voted for impeachment. Adam Schiff lies on national TV about his contacts with the whistleblower. He also revises the text of the president's phone call with the Ukrainian president to suit his expectations, inserting a quid pro quo, another lie. Senator Chuck Schumer reverses his position on the need for additional witnesses from the impeachment of President Clinton, as did Representative Jerry Nadler of the House Judiciary Committee. Obama literally ridiculed Mitt Romney for saying Russia was our biggest political foe. Obama canceled the project to put missile defense systems in Eastern Europe in a pathetic attempt to gain favor with the Russians, who were dead set against the defenses anyway. And he gave the Iranian leaders billions of dollars at night left on the runway in cash. Hillary, after the Clinton Foundation received hundreds of thousands of dollars from Russian donors, maybe millions, signed off on Russian ownership of uranium rights in the U.S. Pure insanity. And the Democrats accused Trump of coddling the Russians? How about the specific charges against the president regarding impeachment? He supposedly withheld military aid in order to pressure Ukraine to investigate what happened with Burisma and Hunter Biden, among other cases of corruption. However, no investigation happened, and Ukraine got their funding. Was that enough to impeach? I doubt it, hardly. It was just the latest and best excuse to fulfill the Democrats' impeachment plan, and so they pushed it. But it completely masked over the true corruption that Hunter Biden, a son and the former vice president with zero experience in almost anything, was receiving $600,000 a year as nothing more than a payoff to ensure favorable treatment from the U.S. government towards the Ukrainian National Gas Company. They knew, based on the uranium deal and other transactions, that the Obama administration could be bought. And Biden, then vice president, said to the Ukrainian government, you have 6 hours to fire the prosecutor or no money. All of a sudden he said, son of a bee, they fired him. And then his son received also billions in investments from China. And yet the press and the Democrats, who claim to be so concerned with Russian and Ukrainian influence, who claim to so desire clean government and fair dealing, ignore this little detail and instead focus on how horrible it was for Trump to try and use leverage to investigate the issue. It makes sense. If the press and the Dems aren't interested in such blatant corruption, how dare Trump investigate it? The audacity of Trump. Want more examples? Here are more examples. So-called Congresswoman Ilhan Omar marries her brother to gain entrance for him into the United States, commits campaign fund fraud and immigration fraud. What happens? Nothing. What do you hear? Nothing. After the Democrats and deep state colluded together to spy and collaborate and make sure Donald Trump wasn't elected, they even set up an insurance policy in case he was. The fake Trump-Russian collusion setup was supposed to be their pathway for impeachment. When that didn't work out, the Democrats began their new sham, as Nancy Pelosi stated. They haven't been working on impeaching President Trump for 2.5 years. Actually, it has been longer than that. In 2016, Jerry Nadler stated, "We cannot wait 4 years to vote Mr. Trump out of office. We must keep our eyes on two important goals: depressing Trump's public support and dividing the congressional GOP from him and from each other." Incredible. Since 2016, moronic Maxine Waters has been yelling impeachment, and stated in 2017, "When I get through with Donald Trump, he's going to wish he had been impeached." What a moron, as she led a chant of impeach against President Trump. In 2017, another idiot, Al Green, introduced articles of impeachment against President Trump for no sane reason except his hatred of President Trump. He later even admitted, "I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected." Duh. This is a government representative speaking? Green then deceptively used a fake photo of a migrant child in the impeachment debate. They'll sink the known Lanudlos constantly. In 2018, Rashid Tlaib stated, "We're going to impeach the mother effer," while celebrating her election victory to Congress. Incredible. The deep state, the Washington swamp, and the Democrats all conspired and leaked to the media, which has become their vocal branch of propaganda fake news in their quest to undo an election and to use all means and political tools to do it. Just 2 days after the 2016 election, CNN, MSNBC, and most others talked up the insurance policy of Trump-Russian collusion to sway public opinion for impeachment. Even the New York Times, in an opinion headline from November of 2016 before the election, stated, "Donald Trump's impeachment threat." Incredible. It was revealed that the attorney who represented the so-called whistleblower tweeted on January of 2017, days after President Trump took office, that a coup had started and impeachment will follow ultimately. He continued, "I predict CNN will play a key role in the Donald Trump not finishing out his full term as president, and we will get rid of him, and the coup will occur in many steps." This is just some of the hatred expressed by Democrats to undermine millions of voters. So what exactly did they impeach Trump on? No quid pro quo, no bribery, no extortion, or any other crime. All they came up with is abuse of power, which means nothing, and obstruction of Congress, which Congress is useless, which is not only fabricated, but not a high crime or misdemeanor. Actually, they only impeached Trump on hatred. Now, would these same Democrats have voted for impeachment of a Democratic president under the same condition? Absolutely not. This is why no one Republican voted for impeachment, and the only bipartisanship was a few Democrats voting with the Republicans. Let's look at the hypocrisy of Democrats. Moreover, in their own words, from the 1998 bipartisan impeachment of President Bill Clinton for real crimes, Nancy Pelosi stated in 1998, "The majority is not judging the president with fairness, but impeaching him with a vengeance. In the investigation of the president, fundamental principles which Americans hold dear, fairness, privacy, checks and balances, have been seriously violated and paralyzed with hatred of President Clinton. And that of that hatred, our country will suffer." Adam Schiff, as a state senator in 1998, criticizing Republican James Rogan, who was supporting the impeachment of Clinton, stated, I think impeachment for the most people in this district is only the most graphic illustrations of an incumbent who has put the national partisan ideological fights ahead of representing his district. Does he even know what he's talking about? Jerry Nadler in 1998 stated, it is a coup when you impeach a president for allegations that even if true, when you seek to upset an election, to overturn an election, without a broad consensus of the necessity for doing so against the American people, this partisan coup will go down in infamy in the history of this nation. Ridiculous. In 1998, Maxine Waters said impeachment was a coup because they are trying to do with this impeachment what they were unable to do at the ballot box, and called on Congress to stop the madness and to get on with the work of the American people. She sure changed her tune. Then Chuck Schumer complained in 1998 that impeachment was not bipartisan and stated, we are routinely using criminal accusations and scandal to win the political battles and ideological differences we cannot settle at the ballot box. Out of all the hypocrisy from Democrats in 1998, this quote from Jerry Nadler fits best for 2019. They have been persecuting this president since the day he took office because they cannot abide the thought that we have a president fighting for us. This is exactly what the Democrats have done to President Trump and the reason for their hypocrisy and hatred of President Trump and those who voted for him. And anyone who can't see that better start listening. When the Trump administration announced that Immigration and Customs Enforcement officers would soon begin enforcement actions to remove illegal immigrants who have been issued final deportation orders by a federal judge, those same Democrats and the rest of their party delivered a clear and unified message. It's so appalling. It's outside the circle of civilized human behavior, said Pelosi. Since when is prosecuting criminals or deporting people that are here illegally outside the circle of human behavior? It's normal. It's the way it should be. It's what every other country does. The Trump administration's cruelty runs bone deep. Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren, a Warren administration will not rip families apart to try and score political points, she said. The aim is to scare immigrant communities. And so he's going to do these raids, which is a crime against humanity, said Kamala Harris. So removing illegal people, murderers, rapists, anyone who has a criminal record or is here illegally is now a crime against humanity? What about their crimes? They're the ones guilty of crimes against humanity. We're not safe anymore. We are on your side. We stand with you together, she told activists protesting ICE enforcement. It's really designed to strike fear into people at a moment when fear is something we've got way too much of in this country. Illegal immigrants subject to ICE enforcement have been given their constitutional right to due process, with the right to a hearing in a federal immigration court and the right to be represented by counsel. If they show up even at their hearing and are not granted relief by an immigration judge, they have the right to appeal. If they lose that appeal, they are issued a final order of removal. Once such an order is issued, they must either voluntarily, which by law they should, depart the country or turn themselves into an ICE facility that will facilitate their deportation. If they fail to depart or turn themselves in, then their case is referred to the ICE Fugitive Unit, which is tasked with finding them. Normal. It is a long process to get to the point where ICE is knocking on someone's door to enforce a final order of removal. In each case, a federal judge has ruled that they do not have the right to be in the United States, and they must leave. It's normal. But Democratic leaders are now saying they should be allowed to stay in contravention of our immigration laws. So Democratic leaders are saying, let's break the law. Allow everyone to break the law. Breaking the law is fine as long as the Democrats are doing it. Then again, Democrats didn't think this way when they held the White House. President Barack Obama deported far more illegal immigrants than Trump. Under the Obama administration, total ICE deportations were above 380,000 people each year from 2019 to 2011, and actually hit a high of over 400,000 in 2012. I don't recall Democrats in Congress accusing Obama of a crime against humanity or actions outside the circle of civilized human behavior. The hypocrisy of Democrats and liberals is just incredible. Common sense. If you can't see it, if you don't hear it, just use your common sense. It's beyond belief. I'll tell you what. President Trump has surely made every slimy, sleazy, democratic, and liberal creature crawl out from under their rocks and show themselves for who and what they truly are. So just as he promised, he is draining the swamp, and they are falling for it. How about the Me Too movement? This is a good one. It was used as a pretense to go after Brett Kavanaugh by taking at face value the uncorroborated testimony of a single person about his conduct over 30 years ago. Christine Blasey Ford was presented to us as an unbiased, unimpeachable witness of Kavanaugh's character, and yet I couldn't help but remember Clinton's many accusers and how they were treated and dismissed as so much trailer trash by Democratic women in the press and most of all by his wife, Hillary Clinton. Christine Blasey Ford couldn't remember a thing. She was even reading from a script and had lawyers present. Another female, Joe Biden. What rape victim needs a script, needs lawyers, can't remember the names, the dates, the year even, anything, and reads from a script? The still unfolding saga of the 2016 election has acquired a dramatic new twist now. An accusation of sexual assault against presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden by former Senate aide Alexandra Tara Reid. It's too early to tell how it will affect the campaign. Reid's allegations do not amount to a credible case against Biden yet, but they raise enough tough questions about hypocrisy and doublethink on the Me Too issues by many Democrats, starting with Biden himself, as well as feminists in the media. Biden is a known liar, thief, and possible pedophile. There's more than enough videos from television and news of strange, to say the least, Biden behavior. He's just a shell, a puppet, no more. Former Vice President Joe Biden also is facing a growing demand to address the credible sexual assault allegation himself, as the Democratic Party also faces allegations of hypocrisy in terms of the Me Too movement. We have reached a point where it is journalistic malpractice for anyone interviewing Biden to refuse to ask him about Tara Reid's allegations, the mounting supporting evidence in her case, and the numerous other allegations of his misconduct towards women. Hillary Clinton endorses Biden after years ago claiming to be a woman's right defender, then abusing her husband's accusers, even threatening them. And then her husband made 27 trips to Epstein's pedophile island, along with many other Democrats and Hollywood liberals that she is friends with. Senators Amy Klobuchar and Stacey Adams, formerly strong Me Too women, now say, don't believe women, believe Creepy Joe. Could it have anything to do with they are both jockeying now for the vice presidential spot? You bet it does. When Nancy Pelosi just recently was asked gently by a woman reporter about her policy on believing all women, she went into a rage on television shouting, I don't need to be lectured. What is that? She can't even answer a question because she has no answers. Major media outlets such as the New York Times and the Washington Post waited a long time to report on Reid's allegations and subjected it to much more skeptical scrutiny than the accusations against Kavanaugh. Alyssa Milano, a totally pathetic and useless person, who used to tweet about the importance of supporting women's Me Too stories, now backs Biden and says believing women shouldn't come at the expense of fairness to men. But Biden is now innocent. Women should not be believed. Unbelievable hypocrisy. I know I'm not the only one who sees this. We have to do something about this before it's too late. And now it gets even worse. Most recent is blaming Trump for acting too fast and stopping flights from China, and now blaming him for not fast enough. He's damned if he does, damned if he doesn't. Can never be right with the Democrats. and actually blaming him for a person drinking fish tank cleaner, which was absurd to start with. No one in their right mind with any common sense would possibly believe that. It turns out his wife may have tried to murder him. Now, it was for not acting fast enough when it was a Democrat governor's lies and exaggeration at fault. And Pelosi's and the Democrats holding up emergency COVID funding for their own agenda, causing more deaths and infections. They kill people just to get their own way. Lying about the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine, putting all Americans in severe danger because Trump recommends it. Yet almost all countries use it. The View? Not even worth talking about. A bunch of moronic fools that have nothing else to say. Chris Cuomo, CNN anchor, was actually lying about not going out on television, telling people don't go out, while he was out walking with his family, no mask, no protection, another person, and then abused an elderly person for saying something, for calling him out on it. This is a sick man, and this is the epitome of hypocrisy. And let's not forget the idiotic, lying, hypocritical, pathetic Don Lemon. They say when life gives you lemons, make lemonade. When CNN gives you Don Lemon, change the channel. Let's not forget who we're dealing with. During the 19th century, it was the Democratic Party who supported and tolerated slavery and it opposed civil rights reforms after the American Civil War, just in order to retain the support of Southern voters. This same Democratic Party now brings you Antifa, the modern version of Nazi brown shirts, or Nazis in general. So it's now okay to coddle Russia, not believe women, and use governmental agencies to go after your enemies, and not investigate true crimes and misdemeanors, and let people die as long as you are a Democrat or a liberal. What are we going to do about this insanity, hypocrisy, and evil being perpetrated by Democrats and liberals? We can start off by using our common sense, start a movement, the answers will come, and together we can bring back sanity and normalcy to America. Be well, be safe, and God bless.